Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown number one songs from the 1960s and their flip side on the original 45 as it was released in the 1960s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye. That's all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Love came through my window and right out the door, leaving me alone and hurt forevermore. Suddenly you came, you saw, you captured my heart. So tenderly you came to rescue in time this heart of mine. Now no more by myself, no more hurt to be felt, and no more alone and sleepless night now that I am in love again. And no with little hope for tomorrow. Instantly, when you smiled at me, my heart stood still. All the emptiness I had inside, you lovingly fulfilled. I then felt born again, and it feels so grand. And no more long and sleepless nights, now that I am in love again. Now no more long and sleepless nights, now that I am in love again. Now no more long.
A Motown memory with the Supremes. That was I'm in Love Again, and that was recorded and released in 1965 and was the B-side or the flip side of the number one song Stop in the Name of Love, number one from 1965. It's probably fair to consider Stop in the Name of Love the Supremes' trademark record. It instantly conjured up a vision of a traffic cop stage moment that was suggested for the girls by Temptations' Marvin Franklin. Well, Lamont Dozier, one of the writers of this great song, recalled that I had a girlfriend and I got caught in, well, I guess you'd say a compromising situation with another girl. My so-called maid Squeeze and I had a big falling out. She started ranting and raving, and her rage caused me to try to defuse the argument. I blurted out, "Baby, please, stop in the name of love." I was trying to be funny. Naturally, she didn't think it was funny, but after I said it, I thought, wait a minute, what did I say there? What a great song. Well, coming up, a number one song from the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, right here on Motown Memories.
I used to dry my weeping eyes. broken heart, misused by you.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, now we're gonna do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on.
We'll be right back.
Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Everybody see me. See ya.
First number one live song ever, that was Fingertips Part 2, that reached number one in 1963. That was actually the B-side, or the flip side of the original 45. The A-side was the Part 1 version we heard before, released in 1963. Well, back then in 1963, Stevie Wonder was only 12, and opportunities for him to play live were effectively limited to concerts, as his aging contract ruled out club performances. But when Stevie did manage to get on stage, he blew seasoned performers like Marvin Gaye right off the stage. So Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, decided that a live recording might get the boy wonder his first hit. Well, as usual, back then particularly, Berry was right. Well, this song was Stevie's closing number at the Regal Theater in Chicago, and the 12-year-old gave it everything he had, dragging out the ending, even throwing in a line from Mary Had a Little Lamb. Well, finally, he left the stage, cueing the audience to the fact that he might be coming back. Well, the producer ignored that cue and hastened to catch up on his tightly timed schedule. However, Stevie had other ideas, and back he came. Well, before that, we heard the B-side of a great song from the Four Tops. This song was called Sad Souvenirs, recorded and released in 1965, and that was the B-side of the flip side of the number one I Can't Help Myself Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. we're continuing to feature Motown songs that reached number one from the 1960s and the original 45B version, or the back version of that number one song. Well, coming up, a number one song from Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, right here on Motown Memories.
Charming smile. Oh,
Marvin Gaye, recorded and released in 1968. That was a B-side record called What's Happening in the World Today. And we started with the number one, the A-side of that song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, number one from 1968. What's interesting about I Heard It Through the Grapevine, it was recorded by many Motown artists, including Bobby Taylor, The Miracles, and The Temptations. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the year before in 1967, had a number two hit with that song, and Marvin Gaye recorded it as a filler song for an upcoming album that he was going to release. Well, the song broke when AM radio station WVON, the VON standing for Voice of the Negro, in Chicago, played it off of the album after one of their DJs noticed a strong audience reaction to it at a record hop. Well, WVON's phones lit up, and it was hard to resist Marvin singing Honey, Honey, I Know. And it turned out in Chicago to be the city's number one record almost overnight. Well, Motown promotion man Phil Jones persuaded Berry Gordy to release it as a 45. It became Motown's biggest selling record ever, also hitting number one in the UK. Even Marvin was shocked about it. He was quoted as saying that I was surprised, I mean really shocked, that the tune took off. I had no idea it would mean anything to anyone else, especially since Gladys had done such a great job with it. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring Motown songs that reached number one in the 1960s and their B-side or flip side of the original 45. Well, coming up, we'll continue with more number ones and their flip sides right here on Motown Memories.